just relax. He's been your best friend for a long time. We're just going to hang out and do like we always do. Just because we haven't seen each other in a few months doesn't mean things will be different. You're still just one of the guys. Yeah. He's not going to freak out or treat you anything like the guys did back at university. And it's not like we haven't talked while we've been away at school. Calm down. It'll be fine. Hey, it's good to see you too. A hug? Oh yeah, of course. Sorry, I just wasn't expecting that. That's all. Are you wearing aftershave or something? I know, it smells nice, that's all. So, are you going to invite me in? I hope you're not such a dolt at school. Your parents won't like having wasted all that money on tuition. What? Oh, yeah, I grew my hair out a bit. The hairdresser near the campus is really expensive, so I just let it get long. Does it look weird? Well, anyway, not that it matters. It's just hair. Yeah? Cool. Sometimes I like it this long. I can do more with it anyways. So, what do you have planned for us?
Yes! I love the classics.
I didn't bring my console to school. I was worried that someone would steal it in the dorm, so I haven't had any good gaming time in a while. Oh man, your basement is just like I remember. I guess your parents didn't end up gutting it like they threatened, huh? I cannot tell you how often I've thought about hanging out down here. I really missed you. I missed hanging out with you here. Oh. Damn it, my ass groove is gone. I guess that's my punishment for being away for so long. What? Oh yeah, I'm wearing yoga pants. Yes, I remember what I used to say about girls who wore yoga pants. Okay. First of all, most of the girls who wore yoga pants were ditzy girly girls, so I wasn't wrong there. Sure, Sarah Romero wasn't a bimbo. She was pretty cool. But you checked her out every time she wore yoga pants in Mr. Holland's class. You did too. I caught you several times. I was just a good enough friend to not call you out on it. Don't be embarrassed. Sarah's cute. And she definitely qualified for booty status. Maybe you should see if she's around this summer. Oh, so you're going to turn this back on me, huh? Fine. Well, to be honest, I put on some weight at school. Yeah, not a ton, but you know, some. And well, my jeans didn't fit right, so I bought some cheap stretchy pants until I lost the weight. Or saved up for new jeans. Poor-ass college student, you know. Besides, as much as I hate to admit it, these things are really comfy. The girls are basically walking around in pajama pants and getting away with it. Alright, are we done talking about women's fashion yet? Can we start playing now? Good. Which of our old games do you want to play? Maybe don't pick something online. I'm rusty as fuck, and I don't really feel like being abused by a kid whose balls haven't dropped. Excellent choice. So, tell me about school. Are you liking it so far?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good. I'm glad you're having a good time. And that you're not flunking out without me around to help you. No? You really think you would have gotten through chemistry without me? Okay, if you say so. Really, though, I'm glad to hear your classes went well. How did you like living in the dorms? That's good. Me? Well, I had my room, but I had to share my bathroom with my neighbor. It wasn't so bad. The girl I shared with, Emily, was, like, really feminine. Actually, surprisingly, we got along really well. She definitely wasn't as bad as I thought she would be. I actually ended up learning a few things from her. She was the one who told me to switch to tights when my jeans stopped fitting and I've put on some weight. Let's just focus on finishing this level. Ha, there we go. Not bad. Like riding a bike, you never really forget. Phew. Oh yeah, I'm a bit warm. Oh, I am. Yeah, I'm just sweating a little bit. It's a bit stuffy down here. I guess your dad hasn't turned on the AC yet. Yeah, I know my big sweater isn't helping anything. But I have to show off that college campus pride, you know? Could you maybe get me a glass of water, please? I'm sure that will help. Thank you. Girl, get a hold of yourself. You are being ridiculous. He's your best friend. You've known each other for years. He's acting just like old times. You're the one being all weird. Though he seems a bit more confident, and he didn't mind the new clothes. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He's still the same great guy, and he's not going to freak out just because your body is, well, different. Oh, I wish it wasn't so weird. Oh God, he's coming back. Just act natural. Thanks. Water's great. Nice and refreshing. Me? No, there's nothing wrong. I was just thinking it's a little warm, that's all. Ready for the next level? Great. Hey, well, actually, there is something bugging me. Fuck, this is embarrassing. Well, the reason I won't take off my sweater is because, like I said, I put on some weight and I'm embarrassed about how my body looks. Aw, that's really sweet of you, you know? I mean, nice of you to say. It's just, well, my body looks different now than the last time we saw each other. I've been really, uncomfortable about it. You don't know how much it sucks to have your favorite shirt not fit right anymore, and those comfy jeans that you love not fit over your ass. Sorry. So, if I take my sweater off, you won't make fun of me, right? You swear? Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. I knew I could trust you. Oh, God, that feels better already. Shit, this is too weird. I saw that look on your face. Fuck, I know I look so different. No, don't be embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Well, at least you're not gawking at me like some frat boy dickhead. Yeah, when I put on weight, well, I didn't really get fat or anything. Well, except maybe my ass and my thighs. I had sort of a growth spurt. I guess I know where my freshman 15 went. Oh, God. I'm practically bursting out of my tank top. I was scared how you'd react, so I tried to wear something as light as I could under my sweater so I wouldn't have to take it off. And now you see all of, well, this is dumb, I know. So now you know. Your tomboy best friend turned into a Barbie doll since you last saw her. I know. My new curves have gotten me a lot of unwanted attention, which fucking sucks. When I started to fill out, I tried to use the school's gym, but I felt my tits bouncing and my ass jiggling. I felt like a fucking bimbo. Then, some asshole wolf whistled at me. I'm not joking. An actual wolf whistle, like a fucking cartoon. Yes. I slugged him in the gut when he came up to me. After that, I figured the gym might not be such a good idea. I wasn't trying to get my new body noticed. I guess you weren't expecting this, huh? I guess this is my comeuppance for all those times I made fun of the girly girls and the hot girls at school. Now I'm bustier than anyone I can think of in our grade. With my hair grown out and my curves, I bet most people wouldn't even recognize me now. How do I feel about it? Weird. Is that a good enough summary? I mean, I miss how I was. The sporty tomboy was my thing. I hate how some guys look at me now. Hello. My friend from school, Emily, she told me I should just embrace it. But I don't know. At first, I could borrow clothes from her until I outgrew her. Yeah, Finding bras this size is not easy. Thank God for online shopping. Ha, you're staring. Oh, it's my fault? Okay, fine. I was talking about them. My bad. You're off the hook for now. I guess we can get back to playing now if you want. Cool. So, did you end up dating anyone at school? What? I can't ask you that? You used to tell me everything. Is there some perky little psychology major waiting eagerly to see you again in September? You're blushing. There is, isn't there? You would be the one who'd go for the girl across the hall. Were you guys dating? Casual doesn't sound like you. I mean, you've always been the type to look for something more serious, and you were too shy to get out of your own way when it came to anything casual. Tell me I'm wrong. Me? Well, at the beginning of the year I met a guy, and he seemed decent at first. We fooled around, but then he turned out to be a real dickhead about it. It really pissed me off. Then, well, I couldn't really trust anyone later, given how so many guys expressed just wanted to get into my pants on the few occasions I haven't been able to hide what I look like. Fuck, I've got to get my head into this game. We can save the girl talk for later. Shit, I'll revive you. Don't worry, I've got this. Yes, another win with the dream team. Aw, it feels great to be playing again. How about a little break? Yeah, great. Caught you. Yes, I did. You were checking me out again. Yes, you were. I'm not mad. I don't blame you. I'm curious about it, too. What do I mean? Well, I mean, I don't really know what it feels like to put this new body of mine in action. Like I said, I fooled around with a guy or two, but I haven't got a chance to even think about enjoying it since I really filled out. It's so different. People treat me like I'm a totally new person, even though I swear it's still your tomboy best friend inside. I mean, it's my body. I should be able to enjoy it, but I only want to with someone who respects me. Still, that's what I meant by I'm curious about it. Does that make sense? He's staring again. Would you like to see me? Okay. Take my top off. Huge, aren't they? I bet it's a real shock compared to when we went swimming last summer. I'd explode out of that old bathing suit. I'm going to stand up so you can get a proper look at me. You know, aside from Emily, you're the only one I've let look at my new body like this. I've kept it a secret. It felt gross how guys would gawk at me with my clothes on. I can't imagine how they would be when I'm out of them. But when you look at me... yeah. Curves in all the right places now. See how the tights are stretched to the limit back there? I couldn't go out in public in them unless my sweater covered my ass. It's so full and round, isn't it? Definitely big enough to be called a booty, right? It jiggles when you give it a smack, too. You don't mind if I take these off, do you? You know, it's funny. I'm stripped down to my underwear, and I'm still feeling hot. What about you? Nice try. I saw your bulge. You like my new stacked body, don't you? No, don't cover yourself up. Why don't you show me? It's only fair, isn't it? Shit, your boxers look tight. What? I'm allowed to look. You're checking me out, aren't you? It's okay, I'm turned on too. Yeah, I am. My panties are definitely getting wet. Why don't you take your shirt off, too? Yeah, I'm coming closer to you. I need this, man. I need you. Sit in your lap. You like my ass resting on your thighs? I bet you like my big tits in your face even better. Yes, you can touch me. I want you to. Sorry, it's just, I'm excited. Don't be shy. It's me. You know me. You can do what you want. We can trust each other. Ah, oh, yes, fuck. I need you go for my tits. Oh, they feel really good in your hands. Yeah, squeeze them just like that. Yes. Oh, squeeze my nipples. Oh, what else do you want to do? You kissed me. No, it was good. More than good. I just... Oh, fuck it. Yeah, I know I'm grinding on you. It feels amazing. Feel me. See? Soaked. Can I tell you something I've been fantasizing about? I've been thinking about how it might feel for a guy to suck on my nipples. They're really sensitive. Will you do that? Please? I want you to take my bra off. I'll grind on your cock while you do it so we both feel good. Oh, shit. No, 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 keep going. Yes, do that thing again with your tongue. I love it. Yeah, suck on my big tits. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. Oh, yeah. Let me smother you with my chest. Squishing your face between my tits. Oh my god. Yes. Put your hands underneath my tits and feel the weight of them. Oh, isn't that nice? So heavy and full, right? I want more. Can you feel how hot and wet my cunt is through my clothes? Oh god. Do you want to fuck me? Oh, thank god. Oh, take this off. Take it off. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, shit. I don't know if I've ever been this horny in my entire life. Oh, fuck. Oh, nothing. You've got a nice cock. Yeah, you do. You've been holding out on me. What? What are you doing? Why are you on your knees? Are you going to... Oh. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yeah, lick my pussy. Do it. Oh, yeah, yeah, say it again. Say how good I taste. Oh, yeah? You like my girly juices all over your tongue. Yes. Oh, fuck yes, my clit. Oh, suck it. Oh, yes. Yes, it's so sensitive. Please. Oh, God. Oh, oh my god. Oh, grab my ass. Hold me up. Oh, my knees are getting weak. Oh, playing with my tits while you're chugging my slits. Amazing. Oh, yes. Oh, I love my new body. I wanna fuck you. I wanna fuck your brains out and just give in. Do you wanna fuck me? Get down on the floor, yes. Oh god, look at that hard cock just standing up, just waiting for me. I've been wanting this dick for a long time. Now I'm gonna ride you until I see stars. Yes. Oh, your dick is splitting me open. Feel how wet and warm I am. I need it. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, you're throbbing inside me. Oh, man, you make me want to scream. Ready? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Play with my tits. I fuck your hard cock. Yes. Like that. Do you like looking at my body? Do you like these big fucking bimbo tits I have? Oh, yeah. I like them too, I have to admit. I feel so sexy now. Tell me. Do you like your tomboy friend turn into a busty, horny fuck toy for your dick? Ah, yes. Oh, I felt your cock twitch. I think you love it. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me like I deserve. Yes. Fuck me like I've always dreamed of. Have you thought of fucking me before? Thrusting this cock inside me and hearing me scream? Yes, me too. Oh, yeah? You love my tight pussy riding you? You love watching my tits bounce? Yeah, my fat ass hitting your thighs? I love it too. Yes. Yes, don't stop. Do whatever you want to me. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, girl, yeah. Oh, like a big man getting on top. Yes, yes. Ooh, fuck me. Ooh, plow into me. Oh, yes. Oh, shit. Oh, you're hitting so deep. Oh, my God, I'm going crazy. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, do me like a little busty slut. More. More. Oh, yes, more. Don't stop. I need it. I need it. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm getting close. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes, keep pounding my pussy. Oh, fuck me hard. Yes, yes, yes. Don't hold back. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. No. No, 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 stop. I'm changing. Keep fucking me. No. Oh, don't you dare fucking pull that cock out. Honey, and fuck me deep. Oh, wait. Oh, yes, yes, you come inside. Yes, fuck me, come inside me. Oh, yes, oh, yes. Oh, come with me. Come, I need you. Ah, yes, ah, oh, ah, 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 God. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Holy fucking shit. Incredible. All that build up, finally released. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. And not to spoil the moment, but you're not exactly a featherweight up there, buddy. Okay. Seems like I'm not the only one who came hard. You want me to clean you off? Oh, there's no need to be shy now. I'd say we know just about everything about each other now, and I hope this is not a one-time thing. Like I said, I've missed you a lot. I want us to spend the whole summer together when we can. We're doing our old things, and, well, now, our new things. I want to experience what this new body of mine can do. And I think maybe you and I can learn some fun things to do together. This is going to be a great couple of months.